Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli igameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma enyakeni omusha lapho sithi Happy New Year lapho wonke umuntu makabingelelana uthi compliments of the new year. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ongene nathi ku 2025. uNkulunkulu ohambe nathi indlela yonke. uNkulunkulu uzoba nathi nango 2025 futhi, you know, uhambe nathi ngo 2024, and he's going to be with us in 2025 because the God that we serve does not change. Usesenguye namhlanje. Mlaleli sawubona egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu, ngiyakubingelela even on behalf of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to our programs khona la ekhaya. uNkulunkulu akubusise and uNkulunkulu asigcine futhi siuqede futhi nalonyaka sise ndawonye. Namhlanje I'm continuing with the topic I started last year in December, you know, the first week, ethi preparing for 2025. I'm continuing with that because I'm still preparing your mind and I'm also preparing my mind ukuthi as we enter this year funeke singene with a bang, funeke singene with understanding, funeke singene ngokuthi sizitshele ukuthi na kanjani siyanqoba, because lithi zikaNkulunkulu thina we are more than conquerors. So namhlanje I want to say, as you prepare for 2025, you need to understand your spiritual authority. Empilweni yakho, you need to understand your spiritual authority. Ngicela sifunde lapha incwadini ya Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Sizwe ukuthi uthini. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu lana, then God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So lana lithi zikaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wababusisa makakhuluma ngoAbraham noAdam noEva. Lithi God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the ground, and over the whole earth. Now, these things that God is mentioning here, firstly, we can look at them as the jurisdiction. I don't want us to look at it as limitations, but I want us to look at the jurisdiction of our authority that He has given us. Magathi, have dominion over the fish of the ocean. It means ukuthi you have dominion over the entire ocean, because the fish is the one that rules over the ocean and it has everything to do with water. In other words, you've got dominion over the marine kingdom. Lalela, bahlale basithusa basitshela ngama marine spirits and whatever, but the word of God says to you, usesengumntana kaNkulunkulu, you've been given authority over the fish of the ocean, meaning ukuthi the ocean is your territory, water is your territory, and all the spirits that are in water, whether they are fish or mermaids or whatever, you know, whether they are visible or invisible, they are under your feet because God has given you that authority. Usangena ku 2024, mntaka baba, do not compromise kulonyaka uyoyenza ama covenant nemimoya yasemanzini, because wena you are covenanted to the creator of heaven and earth, who created the water and everything that is in it. Wena you are above the things that bona bakukhuthaza ukuthi uhambe uyoyenza ama covenant nabo. You are above that as umntana kaNkulunkulu. So you've been given authority over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air. You've been given authority even in the sky. The sky is also your territory. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, Elijah ngelinye lamalanga wa profeta wathi imvula angeke ize ine for 3.5 years until ngize ngithi mina izona, because God had given him authority over the sky and over the clouds, because that is our territory. Sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, that is your territory. Into engifuna ukuthi uyazi namhlanje kuseni ukuthi it is your territory. The sky is your territory. The weather is your territory. Noma ngabe bangakuthembi bazokulungisa but bazokushanga lightning or bazoyenzani ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi wena you are above all of that, you command and you speak into the atmosphere. Lithi izulu likaNkulunkulu after saqeda ukuprofetha ukuthi imvula izona, the Bible says ukuthi wakhuphukela intabo Elijah and lithi zikaNkulunkulu he put his head between his legs and he began to pray unto the Lord. And as he began to pray, because i breakthrough silinda ngomthandazo, u2025 uzodinga ukuthi bese soyakhuphula izinga lakho lomthandazo. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu as he began to pray, the clouds began to connect, and as they connected, great rain came upon Israel after there had been a drought for more than 3 years. Now uthi uNkulunkulu lana, let them have dominion over the fish of the ocean, over the birds of the air, basically, and over the cattle. The cattle represent the wealth of the land. It represents the wealth that is outside of the ground. The cattle, you know, God owns 1,000 cattle. He owns cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything belongs unto him, the God that we serve, the God that we are covenanted to. So in other words, the cattle represent the wealth esiyibonayo la emhlabeni ngamehlo. So you've been given authority over that. You know, every time I confess phezu kwempilo yami ukuthi I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed when I come in, I'm blessed when I go out. I even speak to my bank accounts. I say my bank accounts are blessed. I even call them by their names and I say that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Ziyaqhiqhima ngemali. You need to speak unto your life. You need to speak ukuthi wena na kanjani. You own cattle. Wena ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazaretha, lithi zikaNkulunkulu, because you are the righteous one. Wealth and riches, they dwell in your house. Anginandaba ukuthi awuna niks manje kusese uJanuwari. Mawuthi uyabheka, bathi ikati lilele ziko, that's not your portion egameni elinamandla lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha. You've been given authority over the cattle. Basically, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the ground, the creeping things are like the ants and everything that lives underground. They rule underground. What is underground? It is gold, it is silver, it is the minerals of the earth. You've been given authority over the minerals. When you've been given authority, eyokuthi noma ngabe uya commanda ukuthi imali mayibe khona empilweni yakho, uNkulunkulu uzoyenza indlela eyokuthi ibe khona imali. You've been given authority nanoma ngabe soqala i-business. Anginandaba ukuthi bawaqinise kangakanani wabo. Anginandaba ukuthi benzeni, bathatha ini, bahlanganisa nani. But you've been given authority over every creeping thing that creeps upon the ground. And the creeping things also include iinyoka lezi abahamba bayothwala ngazo. Wena, you've been given authority over that. Uze uyasho uJesu ukuthi I give you authority. Uthi I give you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Ngithanda ukukhumbuza namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi wena umntana kaNkulunkulu, you've been given authority over every creeping thing that creeps upon the ground. Bese emva kwaloko lithi, and over the whole earth. Your jurisdiction is, that's why hlele sithi, there is no distance in prayer. Ukuthi wena useGarankuwa, ubani use Eastern Cape, when you command in the atmosphere, lo mthandazo uyafinyelela lapho. And whatever it is, oyikushoyo, iyenzeka, because your jurisdiction ithi and over all the earth. Even if a person is overseas, you are still impactful. Nakuleyo ndawo. It is still your territory. We've been given global anointing, but also global authority. Empilweni zethu. It doesn't mean ukuthi just because wena ula South Africa, you do not have authority in America. And that applies to every area of your life. Yebo, la emhlabeni we need visas in order for us to move around, because imithetho ya la emhlabeni. But let me tell you, there is a kingdom that is above all other kingdoms. You know, whose king is Jehovah. The one obusa phezu kwako konke, which is the sovereign kingdom. He has given you jurisdiction over the whole earth. Namhlanje kuseni ngifuna ukuthi usangena ku 2025. You must remember ukuthi ungubani. When you are more than a conqueror, when you will not be defeated by situations kulonyaka, when you have been given authority over every dimension. You've been given authority over every territory that God has given you. Njengoba ula emhlabeni, you are above and not beneath. I wanted to also read the scripture. ACT, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. But ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngizosifunda next week, God willing. Sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ngathi. Uthi we have been given authority over, you know, everything, a corner, la emhlabeni, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, above, far above all principalities and powers and rulers. Uphakeme ngendlela emangalisayo mlaleli. Unamandla ngendlela emangalisayo futhi unegunya ngendlela emangalisayo. Ngicela ukuthi ungazehlisi ke bese sothobela izinto zala emhlabeni, but wena kuphela thobela uNkulunkulu wezulu, onguNkulunkulu osibizile, onguNkulunkulu osidalile. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke ngo-2025 and you are going to make it in 2025.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.